Talk about being so inexperienced, yet already having the team behind you and you feeling confident in that role.
I just feel like a big part of it is just playing with confidence, you know, just doing my job, doing what I need to do for the team, and, you know, just being where I'm supposed to be.
Right here on your left.
Clint Switzer, Great American Sports Network in Kansas City. Can you just describe what a special place Oxford is, Ole Miss, the Grove, a lot of tradition, a lot of pageantry, and kind of what that's been like for you acclimating into that?
Yeah, I mean, it's for sure different from where I came from in California. But, you know, it's a really family-oriented place. You know, there's that Southern hospitality is a real thing. Didn't get to experience that until I went to my first restaurant. I started to love Oxford when I first visited.
To your right on the second row.
I know you haven't faced the competition yet, but have you thought about some of the other great quarterbacks in the SEC this year and thought, wow, I'm going to be amongst these guys playing with some of the top talent in the country?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Brady White from Memphis, he's actually a California guy that I'm looking forward to playing against. South Carolina, Jake Bentley, you know, that's a great – the list goes on. And, I feel like you can't worry about so much about your competition. Just worry about yourself and, stay on the straight line and do what you're supposed to do and, you know, be the last to leave, watch film when you're supposed to, and, just be ready for what's to come.
Go right here in the middle.
Patrick Brickman, WBMA. Matt, a redshirt freshman quarterback at SEC Media Days, that just doesn't happen all that often. How crazy is that for you to be here?
I didn't think of it like that. You know, I wasn't, I'm new to all this, so I didn't think being a freshman was a big deal until, everyone started asking me about what it felt like. And, I'm just really honored for Coach Luke and, the coaching staff to pick me to represent Ole Miss in the football program.
To your right on the third row.
Hey, Matt, what was your level of familiarity with Coach Rodriguez? Probably too young to remember much about the West Virginia time, but being a West Coast guy, had you paid attention to him at all at Arizona and what he was doing out there, or was it a lot of learning for you once he got hired?
Yeah, so, I knew Khalil Tate, great athletes from California. So he told me a little bit of before he even got there of what it was, and it's all the same, but the only thing different from last year was that, it's more coverage reads rather than progressional reads. And it's not much of a transition, just, different context the way he teaches it. And, Coach Rod is a very hands-on coach and is a perfectionist. And I respond well to that type of coaching, as do most of the offense. So,
on your right against the wall.
Michael Bradford, Center down south. So last offseason, it didn't matter how many games you guys could win. You wouldn't go to a bowl game. You wouldn't go to the SEC championship. But this year you can. Does that change the offseason? Does that change your outlook on the season and how you prepare?
Yes, sir. We're all coming in with that chip on our shoulder just because, everyone's saying we're young and inexperienced, all that other stuff. And I feel like we're going to surprise a lot of people this year.
We'll go to your left here standing up.
Shelton Haygood with WBRC. You talked about it being an honor to be here at such a young age for your playing career. It's one thing, we see this all around college football, a lot of young quarterbacks that have the demeanor. Where does it come from? Because, yeah, you might have the talent, but the leadership that it takes over for a team at such a young age, where does that come from for you, and why do we see it so much more now?
I just feel like the coaches I had, they're responsible for what type of player I am in the past. They've built me to be this type of person I am today. And, not only that, it's just, the way I was raised by my parents. They always kept me grounded. And, I always had that wake-up call when everything was going good and, just to keep myself, keep my head on my shoulders. So I feel like that was a big part of it.
We have Matt for five more minutes. Is there anything else? Okay. To the left here, third row. Go ahead.
The SEC West seems to be taken over by Alabama, LSU, and Texas A&M. What's going to be the driving force and the motivator for the 2019 Rose game?
Like I said, just playing with that edge that Coach Luke and Rich Rod preach on us day in and day out. playing with that confidence, you know, because we're supposed to be here. And, you know, like I said, everyone's calling us inexperienced, you know, have got a lot of the young players, but the ceiling's high for the potential we have. DK, AJ, DeMarcus Lodge, they were all freshmen once. So, you know, I'm very excited for the future to come for the Ole Miss Rebels.
The camera bank, second row.
Matt, Jim Holder, WTVA. How did those games last year, those four games, the experience, how did that help you leading into this year?
You know, just to get my feet wet and just experience what SEC West football is all about. You know, that's the next thing. It's the closest thing to the NFL. And you can see that just by the Mississippi State's linemen, South Carolina's, Alabama's. You know, and it's not so much the game gets faster, you just got to think faster. And I just think that just comes into watching film and preparation.
Front row right here.
Jimmy Ott, ESPN Radio, Baton Rouge. Two quick questions. First, how do you choose Ole Miss coming out of California? And two, how are you going to be featured in this offense compared to Jordan?
You know, going to your first question, you know, Ole Miss has always contacted me since my sophomore year. They've always been in my ear throughout high school. Never really took a look at them because I never thought I'd, you know, come to the South. And, you know, just the way the cards fell, Coach Luke reached out to me my junior year. And, you know, I took a visit to Ole Miss because that's when I had just decommitted from Florida when that coaching change happened with Dan Mullen and McElwain. And, you know, just visiting Oxford and just talking to Matt Luke, you know, he's a real genuine person. And you know, it's a really, like I said, a family-oriented place. And I wanted to get away from, you know, Los Angeles and just that little bubble it was. And, you know, play SEC West football, too. Oh, and I feel like this offense isn't much different from last year. It's just the way he teaches it and what your reads are. So I feel like it's not going to be much different. There's still going to be running, and there's still going to be a lot of throwing.
To your right against the wall.
Matt, Paul Stockman, WTVM, Columbus, Georgia. What have you seen from Braylon Sanders? What's your relationship like with him, and what's it going to take for him to have a breakout year in his junior season?
Braylon Sanders is one of my good friends for sure. One of the first friends I met when I came to Ole Miss. Braylon's been working hard this offseason for sure. He's been doing what he's supposed to be doing, you know. And like I said, this offense, our receivers are going to have to know our coverage, know just as much as me, so we're on the same page. And he's done a good job of that. And he's in the film room with me, just like Elijah Moore and DeMarcus Gregory, Miles Battle, all those other guys, all those other young guys. And nothing but excitement for Braylon Sanders.
Going to your left, third row.
AP Stedham, WHEP, AM and FM, Foley, Alabama. Who's given you the best advice about playing quarterback in the SEC, and what did they say?
I feel like my senior coaches, my high school coaches, my senior year, laid the foundation for me for what's to come in the future. I had those NFL players, Antonio Pierce, Chris Claiborne, LeVar Arrington. You know, those guys knew what it was from the jump, so when I first got there, so they really, I was recruited in high school a lot, and they knew that, so they treated me differently. They really put the pressure on me, if you will. If it was one thing that I could say is just, watching film. That's the main key for me personally, just being able to think faster when you reads, and when the defense does something that wasn't expected is how you react to that. So I feel like just watching film and getting your head in the playbook.
We have time for two questions. We're going here on the second row.
You mentioned the coaching change at Florida caused you to want to reconsider Ole Miss. What was it about that moment that made you realize that Florida might not be the right fit for you?
It was hectic at the time because it was close to signing day, and there was a short amount of time, and I just didn't want to, put everything into Florida just quite yet, just because, there was no head coach. So I didn't know what to do at that time.
Final question over on the left.
AJ Spurn, 90.7 WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa. Matt, have any of the other quarterbacks in the SEC reached out to offer any advice to you?
No. No. I mean, am I good friends with them? A few of them, yeah. But I mean, not really. No one's really reached out for advice or gave me advice, at least.